Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Another person from The Bachelor who also got eliminated last night. Very, very sad to see this person go was Izzy, and she joins me. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing good. How was it for you seeing yourself get dumped on national TV last night?
Oh, it was a bit hard, actually. I'm doing really well since the show, and it's been a bit of time that's passed, but it was a little bit emotional seeing it all brought up again last night.
Yeah, how long has it been since you left the mansion?
It's been a couple of months. It was mid-July since I got home.
Oh, okay. That seems like yesterday to me, but anyways. So last night we saw the hometown visit. How did you guys get into Queensland with all the borders shut?
We didn't. So we had to do hometown in Sydney.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so everything was, I think everyone came to Lockie in Sydney this year.
Oh, I see. Because I was like, that's a little bit unfair that you guys get to go to Queensland and no one else does.
No.
So your mum gave Lockie quite the grilling last night. Have they ever done that with other people you've brought home, or was it all for the show?
Look, I think mum would normally just send someone out and try and see what their values are just by how they interact. But in that whole experience, you've just got such little time that she definitely put some hard questions on him early. I can't say she's done that before, but... Yeah, I'm glad she did. I think she asked some really good questions to try and work out what kind of person he is.
Yeah, did you know she had asked those questions before watching it last night, or was it just a huge shock that she had gotten so intense so quickly for you?
She had told me a little bit about what she'd asked him on the night. But yeah, there was probably a lot there that I was like, okay. you're going to ask that. Particularly this sperm. I was like, Mum, did you have to?
Well, that's what mums do. They're there for you. They're there to embarrass you a little bit as well. If you're going on national TV, I'm sure my mum would just be like, I'm going to ramp this up for you.
Yeah.
Now, I want to go back to when you were on Love in Lockdown, the Zoom time, that Zoom bath date with Lockie where you, like, you're just stuck in a bath with your laptop. That's a little bit weird, for one. Did you actually see more than you bargained for at all? Because there was quite a few articles going around with paused screenshots saying Lockie exposes himself.
Oh, he exposed his butt. But no, I think there were a few investigations to debunk what you really saw. And I think it was just his hand.
Okay. But did you see anything else, though?
No, I just saw a little bit of skin. Oh,
okay. Okay, good to know, good to know.
So, keeping a PG.
Yeah. What now for you? Are you happy being single? Are you looking for love? Are you opening up the DMs? Where are you at?
So I've actually found love through a friend of a friend.
Oh, that's so lovely. Have you guys been watching The Bachelor together?
We have. It's been very interesting.
I was going to say, what's his opinion been?
Look, he's been really supportive, but I think it is definitely hard. You're not normally in a situation where you're watching your current girlfriend or current partner make out with someone else on TV.
I was about to say, that's a little bit intense, you know, very trying times at early relationship.
Absolutely.
So last question for you. Who do you think is going to win tonight? Who's he going to pick?
Oh, I really have no idea who Lockie's going to choose. I think that you can see that he has such strong connections with both Irina and Bella. I can't see him and Irina together from a compatibility perspective. And I'm quite close with Bella. I don't want her to end up heartbroken. So, maybe Bella.
Okay, you heard it here first.